Welcome to the SoberQ podcast.
Hi, my name is Tiffany and I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, how are resentments dangerous to our sobriety? And the short answer to this is because we drink on resentment, and for us as alcoholics, to drink is to die. When I came to my very first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous back in January 2001, I was a very, very angry person indeed. However, at the time, I was absolutely convinced that the reason that my life was in the mess that it was in and why I felt the way that I did was because of the way other people behaved. I was a total victim, my mantra being, if you had my life, you would drink too. So I came into AA, but I hadn't hit rock bottom, which meant that I wasn't prepared to do the work, that is, work the 12 steps. I was also pretty convinced that if other people would only change their behaviour, particularly towards me, then I'd be okay. But of course, I'm powerless over other people and their behaviour, and so the result of that was that I continued to be resentful, and I was now an alcoholic without a drink, which is what I had been using to take the pain away. Alcohol had become my solution to life. It made everything better until it stopped working. So for the first 4.5 years of my time in the rooms of AA, even though I had put down the drink, I didn't do anything about myself. As a result, I was consumed with resentment, self-pity and fear, and I would eventually need to pick up a drink again to take it all away. Finally, an interesting thing happened. About a week before my last bus, God willing, I was walking to work full of resentment and fear, and it suddenly occurred to me that the world and its people really dominated me. That is, by trying to control others, I was the one, in fact, being controlled, and that perhaps the thing that needed to change was me. That is, my attitude and my behaviour. So I had my last drink, God willing, and I rang my sponsor and started to work the 12 steps of AA. And it was through the process of the fourth and fifth steps that I started to see who I really was. That is, how I contributed to the state of my life. As the big book says, I could see that my troubles were of my own making. And through this process, I was able to put aside what others had done and look at my own part. I was also directed to pray for those who had harmed me and to make amends to those I had harmed, and I did that. And what came from that was an enormous sense of relief and hope that my life could be different. Most importantly, my compulsion to drink had been completely removed. But it's interesting that I was asked to share on this particular topic because I lost my job 7 months ago, and I have spent the past 7 months in resentment over my former work colleagues and feeling quite justified about it. What this means for me at 15 years of continuous sobriety is that as our big book tells me, I'm shut off from the sunlight of the spirit, which puts me in very dangerous territory. This is because when I'm in resentment, I'm living in the past rather than the present. And if I continue down this path, I'm sure to drink, which has been my experience, of course. So if I want to be free of resentment, I need to take the action outlined in the big book. Not only will this ensure that I won't need to pick up that first drink to deal with life, but that I get to experience happiness, joy, and freedom, which is what my God wants for me. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.